Hey, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Saturday, August 6th, 2022. The tarot card for today is the Knight of Pentacles, and this one comes to us from a really cool deck by artist James R. Eads called the Prisma Visions Tarot. Prisma Visions, I'll get that out right. And when you lay out each suit in the deck, it forms a complete picture. Very, very nice deck. Anyway, you know, this knight, his timing is really perfect. And I even think for my oracle card of the day that I spotted a very similarly themed card, which is posting just about 3 hours before this card comes out. So, yeah, we've got something going on here. And it's definitely a good thing. You know, sometimes in life, you got something going on over here, you got something going on over there, and then sometimes you just need to take the time to do the job right, you know, just focus on it in a manner where you remain grounded and practical and organized in what you're doing. And what does that sound like? Yes, back on the 4th, which is just a couple days ago, we saw Mercury move into its home sign of Virgo, the earthy sign of, you know, organization and practicality. And along comes our Knight of Pentacles to remind us of the age-old adage, slow and steady wins the race, you know. When you think about it, it's like if you do the job right the first time and you're very methodical about it and just lay it all out and, you know, we even talked about planning with stuff, you'll find that in the end, you probably don't need any do-overs, because you know how, do-overs, right? We'll be talking about them soon enough when Mercury enters shadow on the 20th of this month. So right now we're in home territory with a good vibe going on, and, you know, this is really meant to, you know, to root you to something that you can really feel more accomplished. There's routine, there's reliability. All of these things are very important, and even consistency. You know, a lot of times I think people think, well, you know, this guy's not as exciting. He's not romantic like the Knight of Cups. He's not off on an adventure like the Knight of Swords, you know? But, yeah. And he doesn't have the fiery passion and creativity of the Knight of Wands. But what he does have is something that you can count on. And, you know, that in and of itself means so much. And we often kind of take that, you know, that type of person, that type of thing for granted. But I think if you think about how your thought and communication have been in the last couple of days with Mercury having moved into Virgo, you'll notice the switch where before it was, you know, when it was in Leo, it was more of a me vibe, maybe even a little bit of drama. I just want to have fun, you know, that kind of thing. And now it's grounded and practical and time to get down to business. So what do you do? I imagine you have quite a bit to be working on. I know I certainly do. And with this card, I like that. I like the routine. I like when things finally feel settled. And we've had a lot of very unsettling energies lately. So to have one that allows you to just be your boring little self and to do what you want to do, yeah, I think it's a good thing. I know it's Saturday, but hey, you know, you get the projects done, and there's still time for fun, right? We do still have that Leo sun going on, so yeah, there's still a lot of good, fun energy in play. But the reminder here is not to, you know, do things in a scattered fashion. Allow yourself to take the time, you know, if you're planning to be somewhere and meet someone, be punctual, show up early, right? Be someone that people can count on like clockwork. And yeah, I think that we can all feel better about that when it happens. So, I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.